Can I get everybody to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Town Board Advisory Board on July 28, 2026. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The Board Council may combine two or more items on this agenda for consideration. The Board Council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to the item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission BCC or the Collette County Planning Commissioner PC for final action. Please turn or mute all cell phones and electric devices. If you have a conversation you would like to have, you can either go out these doors or the back door right there, and then you can come back in. We ask that everybody kind of stay silent when everybody else is doing their presentation or when public speaking so everybody can hear them. All board members are present. Can I get county introductions?
Tyler from Conference Planning.
Is Blanca joining us?
Yes, she'll
okay.
be here.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time it is presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period that is at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium and state your name and address for the record. If any of the member of the board council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council by majority vote. Can I get a motion for the minutes on July 14th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I'll motion to approve the minutes for July 14th, 2026.
There's a motion on the floor to approve July 14th, 2026 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get an approval for the agenda for July 28th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I'll move to approve the agenda for tonight, July 28th, 2026, with no changes.
With no changes for July 28, 2026, there's a motion on the floor to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Blanca, we already did staff introduction. Do you want to?
Oh, Blanca Vasquez, Clark County Commissioner.
Okay. And is there any informal information items?
No.
Okay. I'm asking her if there's any informal information.
I can't hear. I'm just saying.
Do you want to sit up here?
My seat is on. Okay, let me see if this helps you a little bit. Does that help you at all?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll move it on this side. How's that? Better? Okay, we're going to go to the first agenda item, and that would be 1, 2, and 3. We're going to read it together. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. PA 26700031, and I'm gonna butch this, I know it. Kloaski? Matthew and Carol Thivino, plan amendment. Okay. Redesign land use category for ranch estates neighborhood RN to a neighborhood commercial NC on a 0.72 acres generally located south of Russell Road on the east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Item agenda 2, ZC260409, and I'm going to mess it up again, so how do you say it again?
Clonaus.
And Carla, zone change in classification of a 0.72 acres on a RS20 residential single family zone to a CP commercial professional zone generally located south of Russell Road and east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Number 3, S260410, and I'm still going to mess that up. I'm another group of names. Matthew and Carola Trevino. Waivers of development standards of the following: reduce buffering and screening. 2, reduce driveway width. And 3, allow attached sidewalks to remain and modify uniform standard dwellings. Design review for the conversion of an existing single family residence in an office use on 0.72 acres in a CP commercial professional zone within the airport overlay, generally located south of Russell Road and east of Topaz. Thank you for being understanding with the names.
Good evening, Chair and Board. Levy O'Heaney, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant. This application consists of three parts, as read into the record, to orient you to this site. The parcel is an existing developed residential parcel south of Russell Road. This is Russell to the north. This is Topaz Street to the east. We're about 400 feet east of Topaz. McLeod is to our east, and therefore we are about almost 800 feet west of McLeod. It is an existing residential development. Showing you the zoning maps, our parcel is this parcel in that area. It is an existing residence. There is commercial property which was converted to commercial to our east. To our west is an existing residence not converted yet. And to farther west is this office complex. To our north, you can see the pink color, it's all existing residences along that roadway that have over about the past 20 or more years converted to commercial properties. Also, east of us is another piece that converted. We don't know if they completed the conversion, but that's it. This area used to be in what used to be called the Russell Road Transitional Corridor, just as exists along Eastern DI, these large streets, arterial streets that have been converted, that are converted because all the houses face onto these arterial streets. So over the years, it's hard for people to get in and out, and they've been converting slowly to residential. So you can see both east and west of Topaz, and also all the way to McLeod, these houses are converting. The existing zoning for the property is RE, and the first part of the application, which is the amendment, it is to be to amend the master plan of the county from RN, which is residential neighborhood, and then to NC to allow for commercial. So that's the first application. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on that conversion because it fits into the rest of the neighborhood based on the transition that has been going on along Russell for at least the last 20 plus years. The next application, which is the zone change. So there's two steps to doing zone change. It used to be called non-conforming zone changes before, just to clarify, but now they do the amendment to the master plan. So if you look below as well, you would see that there's a sea of yellow. And so we are requesting that the zoning be changed from RS 20, which is the current zoning of the property, to CP to match, so it'll be pink, to go pink. Staff reviewed it, looked at the master plan, looked at things that are converting in that area. I'm sorry, it looks like I did it upside down. So this is the master plan portion. This is the zoning portion. Information is still the same. So the intent is to now go from RS 20, the green color, to the pink color, which is CP. Staff reviewed it, analyzed it, analyzed the master plan and all its policies, and found that the request fits into the area because of the transition slowly over the years, And so we did recommend approval. Now, with any of these conversions, especially when it's a residence, there are existing conditions, so we end up with a number of waivers. So the third application is a waiver and design reviews. Now, this is the entire property. It's about 7.6 acres. This is Russell Road above it, which is 100 foot wide street. There is an existing attached sidewalk. We did ask for a waiver to maintain it because all along 4 miles on Russell, everything is attached. This will be the only one. And during the transitions, no one, even though code has changed, all the sidewalks are still attached. In trying to, if we try to detach this sidewalk, it would look odd. There'll be a lot of construction in this general area, which will slow down traffic and all that. So we've asked to maintain that. We have an existing 3-foot high wall right at that edge, and then we have a fence on our property. So to list the waivers, there are planning waivers, and there are public works waivers. I'll go over the planning waivers first. So we're looking, this outline is the residence. Code requires that if you have a residential use adjacent to you, so there is a residential use to our west, so we have to buffer it two ways, with landscaping and also with a wall. There is an existing wall that is a little over 5 feet. We're asking to maintain that wall between the two properties, because these houses were built in 1977. These walls are about that old. It's somebody else's property trying to build another property or putting forces on the existing wall may not be strong enough to take additional forces. So we're asking to keep the existing condition. We're, however, required per code to have landscaping. So our request is adjacent to the house, which is this outline. The house was built 10 feet from this property line. So we asked for a reduction in landscaping to 10 feet, but we're providing the 15 feet along the remaining portion of the west property line and also the south property line. Along the east property line, because it's commercial, we're not required to put landscaping and we're not providing it. Along the street frontage, we are complying with the landscaping requirements, which is within 10 feet, we have landscaping, number of trees within that 10 feet and shrubs, and also meeting, there's a note that we're meeting the requirement for the additional rocks that are provided in that area. So those are the planning waivers. The public works waivers include the sidewalk that I've discussed previously, and also the driveway. This driveway is 20 feet wide. Why we asked to maintain it, just bringing it down, is in trying to meet the public works requirements for 24 driveways, we would have to base and the radii and also the commercial driveway. We would have to move a street light, also some water meters, and then basically most of the time when you're doing street light and these meters, you might have to go into the road. And this is a small business, it's a pool company, trying to kind of go back in and dig out and try and replace those things. Cost prohibitive and very expensive, especially for a small business owner, a pool company. So we're asking to waive those requirements, and we would appreciate your recommendation of approval on these waivers, because it's a small business and some of these things would be very expensive. And sometimes cuttings into streets, you have to deal with all the utility companies and public works on the road. There are some other items that are design reviews based on the staff report. For instance, The existing building, which is a residence, is about 15 feet high, but then to the top of that equipment, which is the equipment is air conditioning unit. Code requires that you screen it, but if you look all along that area, no one has screened it, even the ones that have converted. So the request is for converting the house to an office use, but some of these commercial requirements in the current code we're unable to meet. So we're using design reviews to do that. Another thing we're asking for, all along the road, most people who are converted still put their trash out in their trash cans. We did send an email to Republic. They responded and said, so long as it's an office use, you don't need a trash enclosure. So those are some of the other waivers we requested, and they're okay with us putting our trash out just like everybody else does along Russell, which was a residential street where everybody does the same thing. So we're just doing what everybody else is doing. We do have this fence, which is 25 feet. We're also, we meet the curb there requirement, but you can see this driveway. Normally commercial driveways are not planned driveways. Public Works has an issue with it, but if you drive all along Russell on both sides, most people who've converted over the years have maintained their existing driveways. So we're not asking for anything out of character in the area. Now, staff has recommended approval. Although they don't have an issue with the plan amendment or the zone change, they have an issue because they're saying these are existing conditions. Some of the report says it's self-imposed, for example, the walls. Most of these are existing conditions. It's not self-imposed. We're just asking to basically convert to commercial without really disturbing our neighbors and disturbing the roadway and adding additional cost to it. And this transition has been going on for a long time. So with that, I would ask for your recommendation of approval this hot afternoon. And I'm here to answer any of your questions. Thank you.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Once the public part of the meeting is closed, then you won't be able to come up and talk. I just want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Seeing no one, we're going to close it to the public and open it to the board. I had a property on Russell like this, and I had the same issues. My problem was, is my question was, is we had to do parking in back because of the traffic flow. So going in and out of the driveway, I'm wondering on the driveway part, how come we can't widen it? Why can't, because I worry about, on ours, it was like cars going in and out at the same time. And even though it was a small, we changed the zoning, you're going to have a permanent zone change. So somebody else, let's say Allstate could go in there, and that means they're gonna have their employees, they're gonna have their clients. So even though you say this one's small, for the that who owns it and what they want to do with it, my concern is later that traffic flow coming in and out of the property on Russell, because you know, as I know, Russell is just, it's... Yeah, so I guess my question is on the driveway that they had a problem with the exit, can you recap that for me really quick on why we can't widen the driveway so there's a two-way?
It's 20 feet, so it can do two lanes.
It can do, so you have yes. It, you're gonna lay it out for two lanes?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanna make sure.
Typical lanes are 10 to 11 foot wide, even on a public street.
Okay.
So the 20 feet, the only reason we had to ask for the waiver is minimum requirements, especially for fire department, and fire lanes are 20 feet, 10 and 10, but they, you know, if you can do it, it's 24. Now, where we have the parking, we told we have more than 24 feet where the parking is, so they can go in and out. Now, when there used to be, Russell Road used to have an overlay and it had all kinds of things.
Yeah,
when you
so that's why I had an issue with that. That's what I'm saying, with people coming and going off the property. So that's why I was asking. And then the handicap parking, which ones are your handicap?
These two.
Okay.
Because you're required to be adjacent to the front door. Now, Piesta building line, we barely have 15 feet, so we couldn't really go into the back without tearing down the building. And in it, when Russell Road used to have that overlay, there were some requirements that you put parking and you gated. No longer exists. Yeah. So
my main concern was just your driveway. So long as we have the width for, because if one's backing out and one's coming in, you got that congestion where they got to wait. So that was my, I thought I heard you, but I wanted to clarify that.
Yes.
So I don't know if they have any other questions. Does the board?
I got a couple.
Yes, ma'am.
You have 9 parking spots, so there's going to be quite a bit of traffic. I assume that it's a pool company, therefore you probably have trucks coming and going and chemicals and stuff like that.
It's their office.
It's just the office.
There's no, yes. And most pool companies, the way they subcontract. So basically they do the design. Most of the time they visit people on their sites. They have their design office. Let me show you the floor plan. So really most pool companies that I know of subcontract most of the different work. They get everything, then they subcontract, so there are no trucks coming.
But there are large pool companies that have a lot of employees, and I'm concerned about the coming and going as she has. They've got 9 parking spots. That's a lot for a company that's just going to have an office.
The parking is based on the square footage of the building.
Okay.
So, the Russell Road area, this, you're going to have the landscaping out front and down to the sides and the back, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if you do it like that, in comparison to what's happened with some of the previous residential properties that are commercial, to me, that's going to look a whole lot better than a number of them on that road.
That's correct.
That, over the years, it's kind of migrated back to the concrete and everything else.
Yes, sir.
And you can't get them in the back because I don't think you have enough room to park in the back, right?
No, that's
not
enough.
You have enough room, but just getting down in there is kind of narrow.
It's the driveway here.
Yeah, and then coming down the back side.
Coming down the back side. We barely have even 15 feet.
So that's about all we can do.
Yes, sir.
What, you touched on chemicals. Pool company does have some chemicals. They don't contract all of that out. Where is that going to be on the property?
This is CP zoning. They are really not supposed to have chemicals and those things at this location.
So
the intent is this is the administrative office.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to have that someplace else.
Yes. And if you want to add a condition, we can look at it. But typically, for their office spaces, I've been there, the way they've laid it out is basically designed an office for employees.
That's one of the better designs I've seen for Russell Road in a while.
Yes. We work hard on this.
Yeah.
You know, when I first read your third application and I saw the waivers, I was I was a little nervous, but you converted me. Seeing it all and seeing the character of the neighborhood and how the neighborhood's been developed over the last 20 years, I think that this is kind of an elegant solution. Normally, I'm really not crazy about people not wanting to do detached sidewalks, but in this case, I don't mind it. I think detached sidewalks would look a little goofy in this case. Not that I don't like detached sidewalks, I love them, but I like this. And I think it's a pretty good plan, so I'm supportive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The board, anybody else? You good? Okay. I don't think we have anything else for us, so I'll make a motion. We're going to do each one so we can vote on it for you.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve item agenda 1 with preliminary staff. Wait, let me make sure I'm saying this right. Is it preliminary job? So, preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And number 2 I make a motion to approve, without a given preliminary draft conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
And agenda item 3, I make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And all opposed. And you move forward. You go to PC 18.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad you got your safe.
Trying to move things around with me, so.
We're going to move on to agenda item 4. UC, is the applicant here?
Yes.
Okay. UC 26-6411 Railroad Right of Way Use Permit for Outdoor Storage. Design review for the outdoor storage with shade structures in conjunction with an 8.23-acre industrial site in an industrial light zone within the airport overlay, generally located with Aquendo Road and west of Wayne Road, alignment within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening. Good evening, Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here we have the applicant, whose name is Fastener. This application is a request.
Excuse me, sir. If you're going to have, I'm sorry, but if for everybody else to hear, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You speak out, maybe.
It will take a little bit of time. Everybody has a right to be heard. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you.
We thought we might be able to come here and talk to somebody.
Sir, if you're here for one of the agenda items, it will come up. And there is a public session of the meeting. We're not meaning to cut you out and you can't be heard.
No,
so.
No, I understand.
Okay, thank you. So
we just want to find out what was going in there. That was all.
Okay, perfect. Then you guys can. If you were here for 1, 2, and 3, it's already been heard and I had a public section of the meeting that you could have spoken.
Is there a list of what order you're going to call them?
It on the agenda over there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excuse me.
Yes. Okay, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No worries. This is the request for special use permits to allow for an existing outdoor storage use. It's for two areas that are existing on site.
You want to? Will you take them outside then, if they're going to ask you questions? Thank you. Thank you. I apologize once again. Go ahead.
Thank you. So as mentioned, the special use permits are pertaining to two existing outdoor storage sites that are on site. On the site, let me get to the location of the site. The site is about a little over 8 acres. It's located on the west end of Aquendo, where it dead ends until the railroad track. We're west of South Valley View. The site is master planned VE with a zoning designation of IL. Existing on the site is a warehouse building, which our client is a tenant, and they currently, as a tenant of the building, utilize the existing outdoor space areas. Outdoor storage is a conditional use within the IL zoning district. Amongst the conditions are one that requires outdoor storage display to meet the setback requirements of that zoning district, which in this instance would be 20 feet from the property or the lines of the outdoor storage. If those setbacks are not met, you're required to screen with an 8-foot high fence. Currently existing around the outdoor storage areas is a 6-foot fence, and we aren't meeting the 20 feet of setback. We are kind of right up against the fencing, so we are requesting a special use permit to continue to utilize that outdoor space with the screened 6-foot high fencing. Another condition that we are not meeting that we're requesting a special use permit is to allow the stacking or piling of the outdoor storage material above that screen fence. The purpose of those standards are essentially to protect the aesthetics of the area. This is a highly industrial area, as you can see, it's highlighted here in blue. The outdoor areas aren't visible from the public right-of-way. A additionally, we are adjacent to the railroad tracks. So with that, we feel that, you know, the purpose is still being fulfilled because we aren't impacting any of the way the site looks, I guess, essentially. So with that, staff is recommending approval. I'm here to answer any questions, and I'm thankful for your time and consideration.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and opening it to the board. Well, if nobody has any objections, I'd like to go ahead.
No, I was going to move to.
Okay, I was going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And you move forward.
Thank you.
DC on 818.
Perfect.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to agenda item 5. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Okay, good. VS260355 Budget Suites Amera LLC, New York, vacant and abandonment easement of interest to Clark County, located between Tropicana Avenue and Bell Drive, alignment with Valley View Boulevard and Pion Street within Paradise.
Hi, thank you. Excuse me. James Lopez, 6725 Southeastern Avenue, on behalf of the applicants. We have a patent easement that we need to vacate as part of a final map. The site is Budget Suites in Tropicana and Decatur. It's fully built out. There's no new construction on the site or anything like that. Just part of a commercial subdivision to combine the lots. There's actually four existing lots. We combine them all into one.
Okay. I have to open it to the public. Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public.
If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Motion on the floor to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you.
Have a good night. Okay, 6 and 7. Is the applicant here? ET264000. I'm going to read them together. Is that okay? Okay. ET264000062, UC230267, Campus Village Group, LLC, use permit, second extension of time for the following. Dormitory to eliminate portions of the pedestrian realms and element portions of the development standards of the Midtown Maryland Parkway District. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduce setbacks; 2, increase building heights; 3, reduce landscaping; and 4, alternate driveway geometrics on a 3.37 acres in a CG commercial general zone within an airport overlay. And then agenda item 7, ET26400063DR240608, Campus Village Group, LLC, design review, second edition of time. The modifications to the previous approved dormitory and commercial complex on a 3.37 acres in a CG commercial general zone within the airport overlay, Maryland Parkway, generally located east of Maryland Parkway and north of Herman Avenue within Paradise. Welcome.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Did you state your name and address for the record, please?
Not yet. Luke Bradford. Hello. Luke Bradford here on behalf of the applicant, Campus Village Group, LLC. LUKDDR80.org. Law firm Hutchison and Stephan. As you just mentioned, we're here today for an extension of time application, and essentially we just want to confirm that the applicant has been actively working on this project. It's not something they've thrown to the side. Really, they're trying to figure out the economic aspect of the property, including tax increment financing, which the area that they are in shows on Google Maps generally where it is, right by the MLB. And this is a recent satellite image from Clark County's open web, where it shows that the property's been fully graded and is prepared for construction. And like I mentioned, it's really trying to figure out the economic aspect of it before moving forward with construction. And yeah, this project is a big deal for the applicant. They spent significant amounts of money to grade and make sure the property is prepared for construction. And Yeah, essentially nothing has changed on the plans. They would like to develop it as has been previously approved by Clark County, and we just want to reassure that there is, this is an active project. They're actively working on this, and happy to answer any further questions or explain the development further.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one from the public, I will close it and open it to the board. When you're asking for the extension of time again, from 2025 to we got the first one to this one, they graded it, right? They've done that. They did the demo of anything on it. So what time frame do you guys, I mean, I know it's financial and you're saying it's all the, what are we looking at then for that area? Because that is UNLV and it's the area of Maryland Parkway and we're trying to beautify it. We're trying to improve it from a stretch, right? So what are you looking for your time frame? Like if you're asking for the extension, what is their goal? Because if they haven't figured out the financial of it, what is their goal and how soon do they think they're going to move on this?
Right, and with some of the financial, some of that's working with the government in terms of like the tax increment financing and some of those incentives that you mentioned, but I was told that project, there really shouldn't be any more extensions of time, but maybe, within the next 2 years, I would think 1 year, they're looking to, start on this development. That
answers your question. Yeah, kind of. I just have that location is, it's a populated area for the students and stuff, so we're talking about that area trying to make it a more attractive area, so we keep sitting on this, and now we do another extension, so then you come back maybe again and say, okay, we still haven't figured it out. So I was just hoping there was a better plan than just we hope to have something in the works.
I hear that, but when I was speaking with the applicant, they were mentioning that it really wouldn't make sense for them, based on everything they've done, to get the property where it is today, to abandon it or to sell it. Their full intention is to go ahead with construction as soon as they can.
Yes. Anybody on the board? I have a question.
Okay. So we'll just extension of time, all of these have been approved in the past.
No, we haven't. It gets extended so they can do what they need to do and come back in front of us. Go ahead, Tom.
Just given the history on this, it just seems like we come back and we want to do this, and then we come back and now we want to extend it again. And staff doesn't feel that there's been significant progress of any kind made on this. I just get the feeling that we're just kind of dragging along to that, figuring out what we want to do.
When I spoke with the applicant, they're being ready. They're ready to revisit all the bits of data for the property. When I was speaking with them, it sounds like hopefully next year, but I really don't think there would be any more sense of time to do that for this one.
So has that?
So you think? So what do they think?
Or I think because that's what they told me.
So. So they have no plans right now? No drawings, no.
Oh, no, they.
Do they, I mean.
They have the drawings.
So they have, okay, so, but why haven't, they have the drawings, and they have they came, 2025 was the last extension. When was the applicant, when was it put in 2023? Was it the original one? Yeah, so my confusion is like in a commercial project, I understand there's like loopholes, and there's changes, and there's waivers, and but my problem is like with John and everybody, and staff even says there's not been anything. I mean, just like that's why I was trying to get you to say like we've done more than that, even in moving forward to funding partial of the property, maybe leasing the property. I don't know, something to do something with it. And I just feel like John said we're just trying to.
It seems like they just have a general time frame sometime out there, in
yeah,
or two, that so something's going to happen. And I have to agree with staff.
Did you guys have? Go ahead. Go ahead.
According to the letter that we received, the latest letter from the applicant's representative from your office, they indicate that the site was cleared, with grading, complete grading, completed drawings and bids, secured permits, and was ongoing coordination with the building department, and that OCEB team constitute the influence of the progress of what they're saying. I'm ready to make a motion with that understanding. Do you have anything additional?
I'm curious to hear from planning, how do you guys determine what significant progress is looking at a like from the first extension? What metrics do you go by?
So first try to see if there are any significant steps to obtain building permits. If not, at least if you're not time has passed, let's say they get comments, then if it takes them a few days or a few weeks, that would be okay. But as indicated here, it's been almost a year since in progress of maybe addressing those comments and working towards obtaining those permits.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah. The applicant is insisting that they are making progress, I guess, in their letter. I don't know. Did you get a copy of the letter? Do you know? Probably not. Okay.
I sent it to like the zoning at Clark County, and then I also sent it to Principal Planner Hunter White. So this was yesterday, so I'm not sure if they made progress.
It's in our records, but I haven't.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So, but in the staff report, it seems like you guys are indicating that there's nothing of note that's been done, or at least physically. There are still some permits that are active, but nothing new has been filed, and it's just stagnant, and you would say that's been the case for a year or more?
So would your applicant, did you guys talk about, because you're asking for an extension to 2028, which I would never be able to support that, because I would have to see, like, have you come back in front of us and see what you've done in a year at least. Mm-hmm. Three more years of that, and I think it's a lot of too. And I'm a commercial developer. I think it's a lot of profit gain, right? So if you can sell it more than you bought it for, you're going to sit on a little bit longer. Maryland is getting developed more and more, so I see that a little bit with this property. But I just can't say 3 years is. I mean, you're just going to let it sit there for three more years and then come in front of us and say, "Oh, we didn't do anything," or whatever, or somebody else comes and starts it all over. So I don't know if you wanted to make a motion, I don't know what you want to add to it. I would suggest that we limit it to where they come back in a year at least.
Hold on, my motion was.
Yeah.
I was going to move to approve it.
Okay.
For a year. They're asking for 2 years in order to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says until June 21 of 2028 will expire. Yeah. So, yeah. So if you. I'm in 2025. I went back to your original. I was going back the year that they had to do something, and then you give them two more. You know, that's where I was thinking they had 3 years to do something. So, but yeah, if you want to make a motion, I would be happy with that.
Well, my thought is that, you know, even though it may not be moving as fast as staff believes, I mean, just with what we're dealing with now with completing drawings for a project this size, I think securing bids. I think that's pretty substantial. I do, but I'm not staff. So my motion is to approve the extension for a period of 1 year.
So
you want to do it with preliminary staff conditions, except 1 year then. Everything else, but you just want to convert that.
Yeah, back to this date, 2027.
Okay.
I do have one question. So that would be an added condition. I want to be clear.
Well, their request is for an extension of time of 2 years.
Right, but you're saying 1.
We would just give the preliminary staff conditions with a extension for 1 year, which would be June of 2027.
And this is just on item application number 6, correct?
It would be probably both. I mean,
my motion would tell them.
For both of them, that they would have to.
Okay, can we?
You want to separate it?
Can we just do separate votes?
Okay, so we're going to, in both of them, are we all okay with me saying for a year on both of them? Because it wouldn't, I mean, if they come for one,
well,
they're going to come for the other.
Do them one at a time.
Okay.
And just do
with the same stipulations, though. That's what you want, 1 year review,
yeah,
right? Okay.
I'll motion on number 6 to extend it to approve it for 1 year.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor to approve agenda item 6 with a change to the preliminary staff conditions to a 1 year extended time. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
You're opposed? Okay, so we have 4-1. And then on number 7, we're going to make the same motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions with a change of a 1 year extended approval of time. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
4-1?
Yep. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay, have a good night. Okay, agenda item 8. Is the applicant here? I'll read it and then let me know if you're here or not. ET26400066ZC220413, Seleton Construction Company, use permit, second extension of time, waiver of development standards. Excuse me, sir.
Hello?
In the back. Is the applicant here?
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Let me finish reading it. Let me finish. To allow outside dining and drinking, a waiver of development standards for the following: increased building height, 2 in airspace, and 3 reduced parking, 4 reduced depth, and 5 reduced departure distance. Design review for the following: 1 alternate parking lot landscaping, and 2 Hotel General located on the southwest corner of Quail Avenue and Polaris Avenue within Paradise.
Madam Chair, before she goes, I need to make a record. I have to abstain.
Okay.
Abstaining on number 8?
Yes, please.
Good evening again. Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant and property owner. We are here before you with our second request for an extension of time. The subject site is located on the southeast corner of Polaris, and we have Quail to the north with the Quindo a little further south. The site is master planned entertainment mixed use with a zoning designation of CR. Just to give you a little history on the site, we were approved in June of 2023 for a hotel consisting of, I believe, 340 rooms, height of 245 feet. It included outdoor dining, convention center, spa, all the good things that usually come with the hotels. Since then, we did request an administrative extension of time last year, which granted a one-year extension. We're coming before you all today with our second request, which is for a two-year extension of time. Since last year, they since obtained a new approval from the FAA for a potential height increase. They're still working out some of the designs, with this being a smaller site for what they're proposing, as well as figuring out, I think, some of their partnership and funding with that. So we do thank staff for their recommendation of approval. I thank you all for your time and consideration, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, I'm closing it to the public and opening it to the board. If no one does, you don't.
If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you
so much. Have a great evening. Okay, applicant, agenda item number 9, SDR 260406, B4 Paradise LLC, sign design review for the modifications of an approved comprehensive sign plan for a resort hotel Bellagio on 75.45 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located west of Las Vegas Boulevard and south of Flamingo within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening, Madam Chair and the rest of the board members.
Make sure you state your name and address.
I am Gia Rogers, here with George Rogers, 6325 South Jones Boulevard, representing the applicant. We are requesting a comprehensive sign plan at Bellagio Casino and Hotel. It's all existing pre-approved signs, and the only change we are requesting is from a static display to an electronic display on the south side of the marquee on the Frank Sinatra facade. We appreciate staff's recommendation for approval and request your approval as well. Thank you.
Are we good? That was a fast one. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, we're closing it to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary
conditions. There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? We're good?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Okay, item agenda item 10, UC260360, Object Dash, LLC, use permit to allow the office within an existing commercial complex of a 2.57 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located west of Paradise Road and north of Flamingo. Welcome.
Hello. I'm going to turn this towards you guys.
If you put that up, you should be able to, because it, yeah, got to think. Stick it up. There you go.
Is that capture what you want to show?
Yeah, that's perfect. Great. Tyler Fairbanks with The Boring Company, address 3987 Paradise Road. Here for, I think, three agenda items. The one that we're starting on is the conversion of the old Gordon Biersch on Paradise Road, 3987 Paradise Road, from a restaurant to the Boring Company's new headquarters. The reason this is very interesting to us is we actually, prior to purchasing the land of the old Gordon Biersch, we actually got an easement to tunnel under the property, which means we'll have a station at our headquarters, meaning all of our employees will be able to go point to point from our new office to anywhere in Las Vegas at full build out in 9 minutes or less, which we are very excited about. But I think this agenda item is quite simple. The building is, I think, 13,000 square feet. It sits on 2.57 acres. It's a really cool, full building. I know there's a lot of like kind of soul there. When we bring folks who have been in Vegas a long time to that building, I think there are a lot of memories there. We're excited to take it over and make it our headquarters. And so with that, we ask you for approval.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board. No one?
Madam Chair, I'd make a motion to approve the use permit subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? We're good to go. And then you want to, can you, are you the next
I'm
one?
The next
oh, I could have, yeah. Are you the Hilton Resort?
Yeah.
Oh, chief.
No.
Okay. So.
Okay, good.
He's 11, you're 11 and 12? Okay, I'm ready. Okay. Okay, perfect. UC260373 Hilton Resort Corporation use permit for the monorail approximately 21 acres in an RM50 residential multifamily 50 zone in a CR commercial resort zone in an industrial light zone within the airport overlay generally located between Sahara Avenue and Russell Road and between Paradise Road and Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. Agenda item 12, UC260383, BG Club and Master Association use permit for a monorail on approximately 80 acres of a CR commercial resort zone and a CG commercial general zone within the airport overlay, generally located between Sahara Avenue and Tropicana Avenue between Paradise Road and Las Vegas Boulevard, and south within Paradise and Winchester.
Great. Again, Tyler Fairbanks with The Boring Company. I think it's been a little while since we were in front of the Paradise Town Advisory Board, so I wanted to provide a quick project update. We'll start with what's currently operating along Vegas Loop, our plans for construction, and then we'll talk about the agenda item that we're here for. So starting with operations, we currently have 9 operational stations. We have 4 up at resorts near the convention center, so Fountain Blue, Encore, Resorts World, and Westgate. And then we have 5 stations at the Las Vegas Convention Center. The system's now moved more than 4 million passengers. We've actually moved more than 34,000 passengers in one day just through that small system. In terms of daily ridership, that actually puts our system in the top 30 of citywide transportation systems across the United States. So the system that's operating is operating quite well, and so we're expanding from here. The project that we are next to open is what we call our Paradise Alignment or the airport tunnels. So we actually bought this site, 4744 Paradise Road, and tunneled from here up to connect into the existing system. The idea with this line is that passengers will be able to come to the surface at 4744 and just drive a short way into the airport on the surface. Pickup and drop off will be at zero level at the airport. This is our phase one airport connection. What this practically means is Westgate to airport in 5 minutes, where 90% of that trip takes place in a tunnel. And that, you know, extends beyond just Westgate. It's anything that any station that's currently open. So that's a big focus, getting that open. Our goal is to open that project by the end of August. The tunnels are complete. They're in the ground, which I think obviously the county knew we were building these, but I don't think any residents or anything or anyone knew we were building these. I think this is one of the beautiful things about tunnels is you don't disturb the surface as you construct. We have three other boring machines in the ground today. So one boring machine is heading from the convention center over to Lynn West, to the north side of the strip. Ideally, we then continue tunneling down the strip, hitting all the properties along the way once the machine is there. And then we have two machines going from that site, 4744 Paradise, to a site just south of Tropicana, 5032 Palo Verde. The idea there is that surface drive into the airport can be even shorter and it skips the light on Tropicana if we get to that site, 5032 Palo Verde. Also, and we're particularly excited about this, we'll have a station at UNLV along that path. Ideally, and at some point, we will continue tunnels into the airport. I think that's a future conversation, but I will say the conversations with the airport are going quite well. This full map, it's 68 miles of tunnel, 104 stations. It's the largest infrastructure project taking place in the United States today. It's over 1 million cubic yards of concrete. For reference, Legion Stadium was 100,000 cubic yards of concrete. It's a monster project, and what we're here to do today on is to even expand this, not to expand where the tunnel goes, but to expand the stations on the line. So one key point about Loop is the system is point-to-point or express transit, which means as you add stations, it just makes the system more useful. It doesn't bog the system down. When you have a metro where you stop at every single stop, adding stations also adds to travel times. Whereas our system, since it's point-to-point, if you have 100 stations, you want to go from station 1 to station 100, you go direct. Having a bunch of stations along the way doesn't slow you down. What we're here for is adding 19 stations along the originally approved line. When we say add stations, we effectively entitle each of these properties for the ability for a station, which then allows us to continue the more detailed conversations about pinning down station design and ultimately getting agreement signed and permits in hand. Step one for us, we're obviously very excited to continue to expand the project and appreciate everyone's support. And with that, we just ask for your approval.
Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public.
I had no idea that there was this much going on, like, at all. This is really, really impressive. But can you expand on the point-to-point and how that works and how you're not, like, doing a million tunnels to every single point? To the, like, I don't understand that concept at all.
Yeah. So I think a better way to think about our transit system is the tunnels are like express lanes on a highway, and the stations are exits off the highway.
Is this like the Tesla one?
That's what I'm picturing.
I love that. I thought that was cool. Like the greatest. So this, I'm like smiling the whole time you're doing the presentation because I'm like, that was a cool experience. But if that's what it's like, so.
Yeah. So
I need to try those.
Yeah, he needs to try it. We need to
invite all of you.
We have new board members, so okay. I think at some point we had all five board members go on.
I didn't get to go on that.
So, but that was several years ago, so it's probably time to do it.
Yeah, that would be great.
We'd love that.
So back to what you were saying, you have a main thoroughway to the general area, and then they just exit off to their business and then back on?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
It is impressive, and the technology it takes for you guys to do that. I don't know who in your brains like do this. I'm just saying it's that's awesome.
No, this is
it's pretty impressive.
No, this is very, very robust. I mean, I don't know if I'm even ready to make a motion, but I support. Obviously, like it's not just a board.
I don't. Do you guys have anything? Okay, so I'm gonna.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to approve UC-260373 Hilton Resorts Corporation use permit for staff recommendations. as well as UC 26038332 Club 36 Master Association use permit per staff recommendation.
And there's a motion on the floor to approve agenda item 11 and 12 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Yeah.
Make sure
so
you get us out there.
Yeah, you'll get with Blanco. I want to see this.
I want to be with him when he rides it because it's impressive to see people when they first ride it. You got to go do it. It's impressive.
Can we all get
it's
out?
Fun. Talk to Blanco. Okay, we're moving on. Thank you so much. Have a good night. You are. You want me to hold?
When you do that, I'd like to go.
It's grown significantly. We're moving forward to agenda item 13 and 14. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and read it together. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. ZC260361. Meldonaldo David, senior zone change in a reclassification of 1.15 acres from a H2 general highway frontage zone to a commercial general zone generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway, south of Desert Inn Road within Paradise number 14, UC260362, McDonald Dando. Am I saying that right? Am I close? Not even close. I'm so sorry. David Senior, use permit to allow outdoor storage, waiver of development standards to modify residence and adjacent standards, waiver a design review for an existing office with the purpose of a modification of an outdoor storage conjunction with an existing building of 1.15 acres of a commercial general zone generally located south of Desert Inn Road, west of Boulder Highway within Paradise. And I apologize again. I always have an issue with names.
Kip Harden, 8985 Southeastern, on behalf of the applicant. Really, this project consists of a 9,000 square foot building, office use right now. It's going to be renovated to be more office use for a construction company. We're looking for a zone change from H2 to CG, and we're also looking for a waiver of standards for outdoor storage adjacent to residential and a use permit for outdoor storage in a CG zone. Basically, the outdoor storage is the only contention on the site, according to staff. I think they're in approval of the zone change. So what we've done to mitigate the outdoor storage is, first of all, it's a material storage yard. There's no equipment going to be running this yard at all. It's just going to be storage for materials that are, you know, left over from different sites and stuff. We've widened the buffer from 15 to 20 foot. We've added extra trees, four extra large evergreen trees to the buffer, which already has two rows of trees in it. And of course, we're adding the 8-foot wall adjacent to the 6-foot privacy wall of the residential. To our west is a CG zoning, and it's a boat yard right now, or going to be a boat yard. It's in process right now. And there is a H2 on the east, which is a hotel. So, we'd appreciate your support and your answering questions.
Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board.
I have a question. You said that it was going to be materials only. In your application, it says materials and equipment.
No, I'm not sure where the equipment came from, but it's just going to be materials.
Okay.
How do those materials get moved around in the back there and stored there?
If you're going to speak, I need your name. I'm sorry. All come right. On up to the mic, and then you have to give your name and address. Thank you.
Good evening, Ward. I'm Jordan Edison. I'm 1234 Carson Grove Street, Las Vegas. So what we do have is a small yard forklift. It's basically street level, like you would see in a warehouse. It's like a warehouse forklift. That's the only equipment we have. And there's a F-250 pickup that'll come back through. And it's basically whatever is left over construction material from projects we do. So we don't store this for long. We don't store it and sell it. We don't buy ahead of time for projects and then pull it out of there. It's just whatever leftover materials we may have, some framing materials or some drywall, plywood, you know, 10, 20 sheets. It sits there. It does stacks. The height can never be more than 6-8 feet at the most, and we're willing to negotiate as far as whatever that height may be if there needs to be any conditions to make it plausible for the neighbor.
So when you move it around, you use a forklift?
Yes.
That's their residential property. Forklifts make noise backing up, going forward, but they don't mix with residential property.
Well,
what kind of construction company are you?
We're strictly
residential?
We're a general contractor. We do commercial and residential.
There's a variant of different types of materials that you have.
Yes, so mostly, like I said, framing, some framing materials, wood and metal, drywall materials, maybe plywood.
But it's not something you can mitigate, really, in an area like that, residential like that. How do you mitigate that sound and everything going on?
Well, it's a very small forklift. As far as mitigating the backup siren, I mean, that's probably easy to do, but it's a very small warehouse forklift. And it runs on propane.
Is the area paved? All paved?
It is.
Other than also the time frame that this will only be during the day, obviously, that they're going to run any kind of equipment that unloads, you know, off trucks or anything, it won't be in, and that could also be a condition of approval as the hours.
And just so I verify, you sent out yellow cards, correct, to the surrounding neighbors? They sent out, did they have to send out cards to the neighbors they didn't? No. It's a unique property because, you know, you got commercial on both sides and you got the residential, and that area facing is all commercial. And I agree with the beep beep thing. I have it sometimes in my neighborhood just with construction doing right now, and that's irritating. So, but to have it in my, so is there any way to, where the storage is sitting on the property, is there a way to eliminate it being so close? And then you asked for a reduction of buffer. So I'm trying to find out why staff denied it. So,
we don't have a reduction of buffer.
No reduction?
We actually have an added buffer.
Okay.
On the back.
Okay.
Set 15 foot, we have 20 foot, and we may even be able to add a little bit more than that if need be. But, and we'd add more trees in that 20 foot buffer.
Okay. The use of the forklift is very minimal throughout the day. It may not ever operate on any given day. It doesn't necessarily run every day. It's only if there's a time when materials are coming back, being offloaded, and we're willing to purchase an electric forklift, whatever it may be, to make it easier for the board to maybe.
I just know if I was living next door to it, I'd be really, if the commissioner would approve something like that. Because you have residential, okay? If it was just something else, no, I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, but you have residential, you have to be respectful of that.
Thank you.
If nobody, do you have anything?
Well, I think that they're being pretty accommodating with their increased setback and the planting of trees. And, I mean, it's not like the area hasn't seen its share of commercial or industrial placements. It's a difficult position, but I feel like the applicant is being very accommodating and has thrown out additional conditions that they would be happy to accommodate. I'm a little torn on this one.
Does anyone want to make a motion, or you want me to do it?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to approve number 13ZZ26036 on Maldonado Davis Senior Zone Change.
You want to do it?
I'm doing both.
Yeah, well, you can do it. Is it with preliminary staff conditions, or are you going to put an additional condition?
I just do it. I'm just making a motion on 13, and I'll make another motion after we vote on 13.
Okay, so on 12, are you doing it with preliminary staff conditions, or you?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor to approve agenda item 13 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? And then you said you wanted to make 14.
I'll also make a motion to approve 14, UC260362, Maldonado Bay Senior Use Permit. I think that they've been accommodating sufficient. That's my motion to approve it.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to approve agenda item 14 with approval for preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I'm going to side with staff. And
you going to two denial? So three to two.
Three to two?
Okay, you're good. And then you move forward to BCC on 819. Thank you. Agenda item 15, UC260403, Palm Properties LLC, use permit for vehicle maintenance and repair, waiver development of standards for the following: reduced buffer and screening, two general parking area design, three modification of residential adjacent standards, and four waiver of off-site improvements, and five alternate driveway geometrics. Design review for the proposed shopping center of a 2.26 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located south of Desert Inn Road and west of Nellis Boulevard within Paradise. Make sure you state your name and address for the record, please.
Good afternoon, Sheldon Coleman, 2140 East Bell Road, representing the applicant. The project you have in front of you is an existing empty site, and what we're proposing is three different buildings. The first one is a tire store, second one behind that is a QSR, and then in back is a long retail strip mall, strip center, so to speak. And this site has been sandwiched between commercial for a while now. The project over here, I believe burned down, has been removed and proposed to be rebuilt. And the site over here to the east has been commercial for a while also. So the client is proposing to come in, build what you see in front of you, and move forward from there. Staff has had some concerns over some of our major waivers. I wanted to point out how not as obtrusive as they sound. So on the west side, we're calling out for an 11-foot buffer over here, but that's only to the parking. The parking then increases as it goes further north, and the building over here is actually 22 feet from the property line. The other one is the back or the south waiver that we're asking for. The building's actually within the setback requirement of 15 feet, but it's the employee access behind it for the sidewalk that causes the issue, which we ran into this many a time. So to alleviate that, we've added a good amount of trees along both sides, along the west and along the south, to help with the residences behind, so this does not become intrusive to them. The only issue is of course, we would still have the landscaping there. It's really just the sidewalk that's causing the waiver. And also, the other issue is the tire shop and the proximity to the residences. And to help prevent them from having to deal with it,
The very slim side of the tire shop is facing the residences, with all the doors that they would encounter facing east and away from them, which, even though we have pointed out, is a requirement, that's what planning prefers. And also the detached sidewalk in front, it's an existing sidewalk, even though we know some of the commissioners are very adamant about detached sidewalks. And it's kind of gone back and forth whether they would want to take a project like this that has existing items and make them remove it and redo it and then come up with the different easements that's required for that. So as you can see, it's a small part from here to here. This is not actually part of the scope of the project. And at the last minute, Public Works came back and they were concerned about this little area here. And to help alleviate that, even though they still have a request of denial for it, is they've asked us to change, to move, make this one deeper, which we did. We conformed to what they wanted. So then hopefully that'll prevent cars from stacking up too much there in regards to this cross traffic. Originally we had it here, so we moved it here to appease them. I am here to answer any questions that I can.
Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, we'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is the drawing that you have here, is this something, was this submitted to planning?
Yeah.
Or is this something that you did to bring here?
Oh no, this is what was submitted to planning. I don't think there's any sheet to pull over here, so.
I have a couple of questions.
Wait, hold on. Are you good? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. You say tire shop. I think in here it said some type of repair facility. It's just a tire shop?
Yes.
And what hours of operation? I'm concerned that you really touch a lot of residential. It looks like to me on the map, though. I don't know the directions on here exactly, but again, it looks like south of you and again to the west. Yeah, that's a lot of people that are going to have to, you know, see a tire shop, and in the tire shop you could have wreckers going in and out of there until 10 or 11 o'clock at night, bringing in cars and stuff like that.
Most tire shops aren't open that late.
Okay.
They're open only until about 6, like even discount tires only open until 5.
I just got my fix at 10 o'clock the other night.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to get the name of that.
So,
also, just so you know, this. Those kind of tire shops. So this retail building blocks quite a bit of the residences from the rest of the site, and it's really just this area here that they can see the tire shop. So most of this is all blocked by this building, and also the trees and landscaping that we're increasing on the site to help with the area.
The other thing I had a concern with is that there's 10 waivers that you're looking for.
Yes.
That seems like a lot.
And a lot of it's landscaping requirements, a lot of it is the detached sidewalk.
Yeah, but they're required.
Then, well, we're offsetting that by adding trees to the site. So we're not asking for less trees overall, we're just asking for a little bit of a waiver in regards to landscaping that I think on paper is one thing, but when you see it in person, you'll see that it's not as drastic as it looks like on paper, in the words.
I don't really have any problems with the use permit or the design review or many of the waivers, but on this one, I think I probably would die on the sword for the detached sidewalk because it is a commercial property, as opposed to the last one where I kind of wavered because it was, you know, the commercial residential. But this one, it's such a small portion that I think I would.
Once we add that, I'd have to see really how much even is left.
Right.
You know. So
yeah.
I'm sure the client would be amicable to.
Okay, that's really the only one, the only waiver that I wouldn't support. But the rest of them, like you said, we get these staff reports and they look alarming because there's so many of them. And then you know, you look at it and it's very more illustrative.
I just have one question. We have one on Pecos and Windmill, I think it is. It's terrible. I've never seen it. It's oil. And they had an issue with the lighting on the rear. And I know your doors are not going to change, but lighting. The lighting on the building, the condos there had an issue because they're lighting, because you want to light up your property. It's not dark. And I know you
especially
have to have so much, you have to have so much lighting in the parking lot. So in the back adjacent to the homes, what are we doing for the lighting so they're not intrusive into
shoebox lighting?
Yeah, or anything like that. Yeah, I mean,
the only thing required by code is to be right over the door, and that's all we're looking to do. But
okay,
we also have to keep in mind we want the back of this a little secure.
Yeah, so
there's a chance for people,
and that would be my only concern is the lighting, that if we kind of show a little respect to the neighbors that have kind of stuck it out through all this,
sure.
Yeah, just a little bit, because I know we want to light it up.
Yep.
But we don't want to light them up with it. They deserve to go to bed without black blinds.
Right.
And that would be my only concern, is that we just focus on the lighting in the rear by the residential. Do you want to make the most? Okay, go ahead.
How wide is it actually? Yeah, one entrance, right?
One here and one here.
How wide is the one on the other?
Right. I think it's a required 34 feet, 32 feet.
No, nothing like
that. And when it comes in, it makes that little jog, like right there?
24 feet, right here. As you can see, we could have easily cut it off, but then I think this island becomes an issue. We have no problem with cutting it off more if you're looking for a bigger entrance.
Well, but you haven't. The staff has a concern because you're coming out to the man.
Yeah, this is exactly what Public Works asked for.
They, you change it to follow their request.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we all know we like to try to make Public Works happen.
It makes your life easier.
It does.
John, nothing?
Are you guys good? Good?
Okay. I will make a motion to approve the use permit and the design review, and approve waivers 1A through C, 2, 3A and B, 5A through C, and deny waiver 4 for the detached site.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the use and design review. Approve agenda item 1AC, 2, 3AB, and 5AC, and deny waiver number 4 for attached sidewalks.
Subject to preliminary staff conditions.
Subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye. Based on staffs. 4-1? Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Okay, we're moving on to 16 and 17. Is it okay if I... Can I read them together? Are they? Are you guys the same? Is
yeah.
16 and 17?
I think so. I think it was 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. BS 260368, Hardship Investment PPTYS and Nevada LLC, vacant and abandonment in a portion of right of way, being Spring Mountain Road, located between Valley View Boulevard and Pion Street within Paradise. WS 260367, Hardship Investments, PPTYS, Nevada LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate street landscaping, 2, eliminate buffering and screening, 3, eliminate and reduce parking lot landscaping, 4, modify driveway geometrics, and 5, allow attached sidewalks. Design review for the Kohl's commercial building on a 0.72 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located north of Spring Mountain Road and east of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for your time tonight. My name is Jerry Lebeau, 8607 West Sahara, on behalf of...
Wait, before you get in, can you... Yeah, I couldn't hardly hear anything you said.
Is this a little bit better? Let's see, is this on?
That's perfect. Okay, and your name again, one more time.
Sure, Jerry Lebeau.
Thank you.
8607 West Sahara Avenue, on behalf of the applicant. It's Harsh Investment Properties, National Tour Properties. So, as you mentioned, there's a couple of waivers that we're requesting on the site, so I'd like to speak directly to you, though, because there's some reasons for why those waivers exist. First of all, as you mentioned, being a rather small retail building with over 5,000 square feet in the area, It's certainly harmonious with the use. To our north, we have a fire station. To our east, we have a multi-family residential project, and we have other commercial projects further to our west. Also to our south, we have commercial projects. So it's certainly harmonious with the use. We're on Longspur Mountain Road, and this leads kind of to the reason we're asking for a couple of these waivers. Our parcel's fairly small, as you can see. We were unable to get egress for public works along Spring Mountain Road because of how busy that way is, which left only one more site option, which is having an egress basically on Valley View. The nature of our site, being so small, it's only 80 feet in the north-south direction, necessitated having the requirement to waive the intersection departure distance or ride distance egress so that we can bring basically egress on the site. Otherwise, we really have nowhere else to get egress on the site. We're effectively landlocked by our other two neighbors. That's the reason for that first waiver for the commercial driveway. Some of the other things that were mentioned, that we have some concerns with the landscape that we're asking for a waiver on. That one's actually interesting. We're not really asking for a waiver on the landscape, but what happened is Spring Mountain is having an improvement district project, and as a result, they're actually changing the configuration of Spring Mountain Road, and so they're taking some of the land from the right-of-way, and they're going to repurpose it effectively to create a detached sidewalk and then a landscape buffer on either side of that sidewalk. So this typically would have been on our site. As a result of this condition, which is a very rare condition, that our site is essentially growing, which almost never happens. Those conditions being the detached sidewalk and the 5-foot landscape buffer on either side of it, essentially the 15-foot landscape area, is now going to be utilized by what will become the new right-of-way that's being proposed from County's improvement project. So what this does is allows our project to effectively build our parking lot more or less up to our property line in lieu of having the detached sidewalk and the landscape buffers on our property. So that's the reason we're seeing that waiver. It's not that we're getting away from the landscape, it's that's actually moving outside of our property line, and what happens to be a rather rare condition. One of the other landscape waivers that I think was being asked for also is we have all of our parking as required. We're actually not asking for a parking waiver at all. We're providing all the on-site parking and on-site landscaping as required for that. We have one landscape island that would be required on this northern part of the site. It's right next to our trash enclosure. We have six row of parking, in line that would require an island on either side. We didn't have room for that as a result of being able to meet the requirement for parking. So by waiving that one landscape island, we were able to effectively not ask for a parking waiver or make one stop. We thought it was important because of the area to try and meet as much parking as we could, because we know it's kind of an issue in that area. The applicants are well familiar with the area. They own parcels adjacent, have other retail concerns, so they understand the parking considerations. We're trying to be mindful of that, provide all the parking that we can, and in doing so, we're asking for one island to be waived next to the trash enclosure, which we don't foresee as a major issue. That's the reason we're asking for those landscape barriers. It's the reason we're asking for the commercial drive. Because of the nature of the site and being locked by the two parcels to our north and to our east, there's just no other way to get egress to the site. I think that covers most of the waivers that we're asking for. So if you have any questions, I can speak to you in more detail.
Let me open it up to the public in the meeting.
Yeah.
Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and open it to the board. Does anybody have any? This study.
Do you have a copy of these plans?
No, we don't. We just get the waiver of the application.
So this is. This is what is being proposed. So, as you see, a nice retail building that has modern, Asian influences that we really borrowed from everything in the neighborhood to kind of bring this up to more of a modern aesthetic for what the Chinatown region is becoming. So, it's a beautiful building that the property owners are looking to develop at a high level. We think it's harmonious with the site. We think it's adding a lot to the street. It provides a lot of pedestrian realm. And, we're
kind of looking to do in the next project here.
Can you put back up the map of the landscaping where you're saying you can't do the...
Yeah, okay.
Explain to me that again, why you can't do the buffer of the landscaping.
Yeah, it was weird to us the first time. Okay, yeah. So this property on that you see right now is our existing property. And what's happening is the improvement that Clark County is doing on this street, on Spring Mountain Improvement District, they're essentially taking away from their existing right-of-way, which currently goes up to this property line. They're actually taking away and they're building, they're shrinking the size of their right-of-way. And as a result, they're building a detached sidewalk and what would be landscape buffer on either side of it. For most of our site, with the exception of this little area here, you see our landscape starting, that's where we're providing actual 5-foot buffer to make sure that we're continuing the landscape buffer all the way through to the other property, and you can see the detached sidewalk comes all the way through and connects to the detached sidewalk of the latest multi-family product next door. So the reason we're asking for it, essentially, had they given us this land, we would have brought our property line out and then provided it ourselves. But it's being provided as part of the improvement of that street. And this is what we discovered in working with Public Works to go back and forth on this. So that's the reason why you're asking for the waiver. The waiver is effectively self-imposed by the improvement project, if that makes sense.
So, planning, why do they have to request a waiver to get an attached sidewalk if the county is going to be providing a detached?
So even though that's going to happen in the future, for now they're just going to provide that for our code. So there's no exemption saying that there's going to be a future project.
Is it actually going to happen though? Is like county going to do this? Do you know?
I'm not quite sure. It's going to be happening. Right now they will need to provide that.
So what the county is going to do is somewhat down the line, no time frame yet?
No, specific time frame would come from Public Works.
So I'm saying when we started designing this project, we were unaware of that project. And then when we submitted it to begin with, it was brought to our attention. We said, we need to design to this project, which we then redesigned to. Hence why I'm here today to explain why we're asking for that. So, because in the original stance, we actually had this on our property. So, we're trying to do the right thing here. Just trying to work with the project that's coming.
No, it's just unusual, like you said. Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a beautiful property, I think. I'll make a motion. Let's start with 16. I'm going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions for the vacant and abandonment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And then for 17, since we're in this situation, I think I'm going to go with just approving with preliminaries, or a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor? Would that be the opposite, right? Did I get that right?
If staff recommend denial, then you're just approving with staff conditions.
With the waivers. So I'm saying it right then.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Approving, but if
approved. Okay. So I'm making a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions if approved. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed. We're going to BCC 819 Bishop. Okay. You're going BCC on 819.
Thank you so much.
Okay, agenda item 18 and 19, can I read together? Can I read them together? Okay. ZC260326BLV Nevada Trust, Burr Blake and Laura A. Trust, a zone change to reclassify 0.47 acres from the RS20 residential single family 20 zone to a CG commercial general zone, generally located north of Patrick Lane and Pecos Road within Paradise. WS260327 BLV Nevada Trust and Burr Blake A and Laura A trustees waiver of development standards for the following. One, reduce element buffer and screening. Two, modify residential adjacent standards. Three, allow an attached sidewalk. And four, modify a uniform standard drawings design review for purpose of office warehouse building on a 0.47 acres in a CG commercial general zone within the airport overlay, generally located north of Patrick Lane and east of Pecos Road within Paradise. Welcome. And if you could state your name and address for the record, if you want to use the mic or...
Yeah, my name's Joey DeBlanco.
And your address?
2251 North Rampart Boulevard. We're going to have the applicant. Here's the property right here. Pecos is this alignment. Patrick's this alignment. Right now, it's a vacant lot. We're here to change the zoning. The purpose of that is for the design review of the building. We're asking for CG, and it's currently residential. Happy to answer any questions you have.
I have to ask a question. I have relations with Copper Creek. Do I have to just make that known?
Relationship,
business relationship with Copper Creek?
Copper Creek, who is the...
It's in there.
So
I have...
Are you affected financially by...
Yes. Not by this, not by this one, but other. I work with them and on jobs with them. And so I didn't know if I had to.
So then that would just disclose.
Okay, I disclosed that then on the record.
Good. Working relationship
with Copper Creek, yes. Okay.
Any questions?
Let me open it to the public. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Okay, I'm going to let this gentleman grab the mic and say your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, my name is Adam Sparks. I'm 2234 Pommel Avenue on assistant path for the church right there next to this. And I didn't have a chance. First, I wanted to say I didn't get proper notice on this meeting. The card that it was mailed was dated 5 days ago. Didn't get delivered till this afternoon. But it's okay. I'm not here to oppose this meeting, this request, but there's a few things I need to ask. And I know the owner, Blake, and I've talked to him before, so I met him, Joel Walter, emailed me this afternoon, didn't say anything about the meeting, and I've asked for some information about the museum.
Can you direct the board, please, and then we'll make sure the question
is. I didn't know the
answer. It's okay. Just
so I talked to Mr. Blake. I talked to him a year and a half ago, and he wanted to build a building next door, and that's fine. It's just that there was some waiver requirements for landscape and stuff, and the zone change. My question had been, what could go there if they sold or leased the building out? That was my concern. So I went to the county and asked the planning department about if that ever got sold, because right now it's construction, and by the way, we work with Copper Creek in a family business, so I don't have a problem with Copper Creek. But I wanted to know if we've got a problem with marijuana right now, and there's a smell coming out of some factory south of us. We were told we wouldn't be able to smell. It completely fills our church up with some marijuana smell after church on Sunday nights when they open their vents. And we haven't really done a complaint about it, but it's really not fair to us. So I just wanted to know what are the things that would happen if that building ever got sold under a CG zone without a special use permit, for example. Could they do something like that? Could they put in a tattoo parlor or something like that? So I just wanted to know if that CG zone, and I believe the property next to it is also CG, is that correct? Can we see if the veterinary clinic next door is CG zone? Because we were concerned what happens on that.
Planning, can you confirm?
I can show you. I have a map right here. You want me to show you? No, I'll just show you guys the map so you can continue to talk.
Can you finish your questions, or if you have anything else, and then we'll let him answer your questions. He's knowledgeable about it, and then we'll find out from planning as well.
We were just concerned what could go in there if they ever sold the building and leased it out. That would be a adverse effect on the church. We've been there for almost 17 years, and we already were having a problem. There was no anything else. Although I've never went to the county commission about it, but it's really not fair when they told us we wouldn't sell that stuff, and it's bad. If you ever go down there in the evenings when they open the fence, it blasts us because the wind blows from the south. So I just wanted to know if there was any other, I don't know what all CG did, but I just want to make sure it wasn't something that ran versus the church that's directly next to us.
Okay.
That's my question to that. And I know the next one's a waiver standards, which directly affects us because it's on our property line. So on the waiver standards, which I guess we're talking about both, right? He was talking about. Should we talk about that too?
Well, you can ask her a question, and then we can find out the answers, or you can tell us what you don't like, and then we can.
Well, the grades up. So the property next door, they built the grades up almost 2.5 feet. Okay, there needs to be a retaining wall. Now, we had a wrought iron fence along there because we had broken into our property, and so we put a fence up, just a 6-foot fence. During the stealing all the catalytic converter craze. And so I talked to Mr. Blake about it, and I wanted to see that on the plans. I haven't seen any plans recently, because when the zoning item came, or they came up to do this a year and a half ago, it never got through, and then it got put on a hold, and I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody about this. I want to make sure there's a retaining wall that retains that grade. There's not a screen wall on top of that wall.
Okay.
Okay, the second one was, how high is the screen wall going to be? Because there's a request for a waiver standards for the landscape buffer, because we are still zoned residential. And just for the record, I don't personally care about the landscaping. We were okay for the waiver.
Okay.
We're okay with the zone change. But we do want a retaining wall and a screen wall put in that will retain those grades at the property line. And I was wanting to see a set of plans showing that, and I had never saw it. And that's why I requested about a year and a half ago from Mr. Blake.
Okay.
Okay. And then the last thing was, I want to make sure they're not going to ask us to split the cost of the retaining wall, because that was, those grades have changed, you know, since we bought the property. And they'll reflect that on their grade plan. So, and the last thing I might ask is, why do we not get proper notice? Is there a reason why we got a letter today?
And you can correct me if I'm wrong. They do it out of courtesy. We don't mandate, correct?
NRS requires that notification be sent out 20 days prior to the planning commission.
Planning, that's what I was going to, we, for,
so, the town board.
So, the town board?
No. Yeah. So that's what I was going to say. It's not mandated for this one, but you,
but you have. But then the stuff's already been approved, though.
We're an advisory. So we're moving it forward with, we listen, we put what we're knowledge that we all have together, and then we kind of give our opinion here, and then it goes to planning or commissioner. So it's not approved. Even if we could approve it tonight, and it would still have to move forward with where it's.
I don't want to have to come and raise questions that we didn't know the result privately, because I'm actually okay with this project, and I like this program.
Okay.
It's just that I want to make sure how high the screen wall is on top of it from their side.
I got the things that you needed, so let's let him address a couple of them, and then I can make a suggestion that you guys maybe for the next meeting can get together. I'm sure he would be more than willing, if you exchange numbers, to show you whatever he needs so you feel comfortable that you get the answers you need. Did you get the questions he had that you can address?
I'll jump in.
Okay, go ahead.
I think in order of importance, yeah, the property to the west it is CG, and the property to the west of that is CG as well. This property is right here, designated by site, and it's residential. So it'll just be continuing that whole CG right there. With respect to what you can do in a CD zone, there's a lot of things you can do, but you can't really put a marijuana factory unless you go in front of a board and get permission. So there's a few things you can just go in there and do, but the things that you're talking about, you need a special use permit. You're going to go to this board and two others.
Can I ask one question?
Go ahead.
Okay, so with respect to the partition of the properties, there is a great difference. There will likely be a retaining wall there, and then there will likely be a fence wall on top of that. I doubt you'll be requested to pay for any of it. And the height could be something that you negotiate with the applicant, right? Like, I would like 8 feet. Okay, I'll do 8 feet, something like that. Did I answer everything? Did I leave something out?
Was there a requirement on the screen wall height?
He'll have to do permits and everything, and
he would have to.
Right now, he's just doing the waivers that he's requested.
Just the zoning.
So anything that he would have to do, or the applicant or the owner of the property would have to come back in front and do everything on top of that and get the permits and develop it that way. So right now he's just, and I have to, I'm going to stop
you. You're asking a waiver.
for the screen wall.
Right, the buffing and the screening.
That's our property.
Right, but right, and I understand that. So it's not a design review to tell us what he's going to do. He's just asking for that waiver. So we don't have, go ahead.
Okay, so you're right. But we're also here for a design review as well. But that's the second application.
Right.
We're here for two applications, and the first one is zoning only. And then has to do with going with the CG.
But he is right. That's what we were trying to get you set up for the 18 for the zoning, what he would be able to do. And then we can move into the 19 with your questions to make sure he answers.
You get all your questions answered, but there's an order of operations.
But I thought we were talking about both at the same time.
I read him in because he's the same applicant. Okay. And I can't keep going back and forth or we'll be here all night. And you but like I said, you can get with the applicant before the next meeting and all your questions should be answered. And
I'll
you should
talk
go.
To you after this.
There you go. Okay. So does the board, now that we're closing it to the public, does the board have anything they want to?
Requesting a 6-foot wall or screen for 8-foot. Is that your screen is required? Mm-hmm. So I think that was
the question.
A point that was brought up that hasn't really been explained.
So can you explain for the wall, the 6-foot and the 8-foot, so the gentleman can be secure on? Now we're moving to 19 with
okay.
The,
so did I get, has that been voted on or are you voting on?
No, we're not voting.
Okay, so going to the second half. Okay, so then as far as the screen wall, I believe the code says, In this type of scenario, because there's a residential adjacency, I think you have to be 8 feet. And I think what the applicant has done is said, hey, can I just do 6 feet? And I think the reason he's doing that is because he knows that there's going to be a two-foot wall. And so if you're on his side of the wall, it's going to look like 8 feet. But if you're on the applicant's side of the wall, because there's the 2-foot cushion that he just mentioned, it's going to be 6 feet. And I think that's the math the applicant's doing.
I was just thinking, because there's equipment over there and stuff, but again, I'm not too worried about it. I mean, I talked to some of our
I can't keep going back and forth, so we're gonna close it to the public, and if the board has no other comments, if someone could make a motion or... Okay. I'm hesitant to do it. Is that going to be... Is that okay for me to do it?
You can make a motion, and you know, if there's concerns from neighbors in regards to any of these waivers, you can deny any of these waivers and ask that the applicant work with neighbors before the
BC.
Okay. I feel like I've kind of gotten lost in the weeds with the back and forth.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's clarify on 18. I'm going to make a motion to approve the zoning change with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And since there was a concern with the buffering and the screening of the waiver development standards and design review, I'm going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions with the added condition that the applicant reaches out or exchanges numbers to discuss the wall to make sure before the BCC on 819, then you kind of got that smoothed out. All in favor? Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
4-1?
Nay.
Yeah, so 3-2.
3-2.
So I can just get his number and...
All right, now it's your turn.
And you guys can go...
I'm okay. We'll just do that. I just want to make sure we're
going. Okay, and then you guys, if you need anything, you can step outside.
Or together and go over there.
You can, sir, I have to finish the meeting, so if you guys want to talk, you guys can step out there. Thank you. Have a good night, guys. General business, anything?
No.
Okay. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to the comments by the general public about matters reflected to the board, council, and jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium if you clearly state your name and address for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board or council by majority vote. Seeing no one, closing the section. Next meeting will be August 11th, 2026. Can I get a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
There's a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?